boy. Bring it here, buddy.
Good boy.
Good boy. Come on. Come on, buddy. Training process for these dogs. I mean, Henley's 4.5. Jersey over here, he's now 6.5 months old. So it's a process. Hopefully this winter he'll be out there hunting. But one day they'll be great. The next day they won't do anything you ask them to do. And you just gotta just keep it fun for them, because the last thing you want to do is turn them off to it.
Good job. Good boy.
Good boy. You'd be a treat if I had one. There's a lot that goes into it. Like with Henley, I trained her when I was in college, and she does a good job. I didn't really know what the heck I was doing when I was training her. She was my first dog. I had just gotten into hunting, really. And so I've learned a lot from being with her now for a long time, and how to hopefully train Jersey to be better. But you kind of just start from ground up. You know, you start training them with simple stuff like come and stay, and just make sure they're obedient with all the small things, because all of that, if they can't do that stuff just simply inside, out here it's pointless. Like, they got to respect you and be obedient in everything they do in order for them to be obedient in the field. Jersey, fetch. Find the bird. Find him, buddy. Good boy. Find the bird. Good boy. Bring it here. So there's a lot that goes into a bird dog, but there's nothing more rewarding than when she was 9 months old, the first time I shot a duck and she swam after it and brought it back to me. It doesn't get much better than that. So it's a fun process, but we enjoy it.
Which tree stand do you want the shooter to be in?
This would be a good, like, really good lane.
You look for accessibility to the field for the deer, and at the same time you're looking for accessibility for us to get in without disturbing the deer that are in there. So for us to come hunt here quick and get out of here without bumping the deer that are already out here, I mean, this is a natural point. I have this branch here, then I have the one above it here. See these two?
I'm thinking that lower one.
Will I have enough cover, you think, still there?
I mean, behind you there's cover for days.
I'll be great?
Yeah. For me, the season is so busy that blocking out the noise and just staying focused on the task at hand is actually pretty simple. Now, there'll be times during the year where you'll be like, all right, there's a nice one over there. This is now their path. So maybe you'll either move one or you'll put a ground blind up, something more mobile. But hopefully once we get them all set up where we like, over the years, we'll just get more accustomed to it, and hopefully we're in the right spots. You turn the page so quickly, it's the NFL, you have a new opponent every week, so sometimes I'm just out there relaxing at my house, sometimes I'll go sit in a blind and try and deer hunt just to ease my mind for a couple hours, but it's just a perfect way for me to get away and kind of get that separation, but it's quickly on to the next, and that's the wonderful part about this league.